is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Severe weather, including pounding rain and 60 to 70 mile per hour wind gusts, slams the mid-Atlantic I-95 corridor. CBS News New York's Nick Calloway is in New Jersey.
Lightning flashed and thunder cracked loudly in downtown Plainfield around 2 p.m. City Hall closed at 1:30, giving employees time to get home before the worst of the storm.
We're asking residents to stay indoors, stay in their homes.
The area has already been through two major storms this July. A total of four people died in those storms in Plainfield alone.
There has been a water spout in the Baltimore area and flooding on the Clearview Expressway in Queens, New York. Texas lawmakers have heard emotional testimony about the raging water that killed at least 135 people in Central Texas floods earlier this month. Auburn Gallagher is leading volunteer efforts in the Northwest Travis County community.
Nobody came. No emergency services came to them.
Kerr County's emergency manager, William Dub Thomas, said he was out sick on July 3rd and asleep when the deadly flash floods hit in the early morning hours of July 4th, but that supervisors and sheriff's office leadership were aware that he was off duty. The Trump administration says there are just a few hours left until strong new tariffs kick in for trading partners around the world. CBS's Erica Brown on Capitol Hill.
As President Trump's trade deal deadline quickly approaches, he's announced a 90-day pause on higher tariffs for Mexico to allow negotiations to continue. But other trading partners who haven't reached a deal will see increased tariffs kick in on Friday.
Animal shelters are reporting a rise in the number of dogs being put up for rescue because their owners have been detained by ICE or deported. WTOP's Dan Ronan.
Amy Cahill runs Canine Rescue outside Washington, D.C. Her small nonprofit has rescued more than two dozen dogs since the Trump administration immigration crackdown began.
In many cases, it's a financial issue, and in some cases, it's just a time issue. They're working really hard to try to help a family member.
Cahill says the dogs she's rescued are in excellent health and just need a permanent, loving home, like the one they had before the owner was deported or arrested. Dan Ronan for CBS News, Washington.
And as long as I got my suit and tie,
Justin Timberlake is singing the blues after he says he's been diagnosed with Lyme disease. He says on social media, after wrapping up his tour yesterday, that the tick-borne illness is relentlessly debilitating. He said it made him question whether to stop touring, but decided against it. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-931-3030. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-931-3030.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A pilot safely ejected before a fighter jet crashed near a naval air station in California's Fresno County. Naval Air Station Lemoore, south of Fresno, confirms that an F-35 jet went down last night in a cotton field. The cause remains under investigation. CBS's Jim Crisula reports on a tragic mystery in northwestern Tennessee, 2 hours north of Memphis.
Four family members were murdered after their baby girl was abandoned in a car seat on a stranger's front lawn in 100-degree heat. The baby is okay. Okay. Local resident William Thomas.
Makes me sick. Yeah, it does. Anybody that would do this is a common dog as far as I'm concerned.
The child's 20-year-old mother, 21-year-old father, 38-year-old grandmother, and 15-year-old uncle died in what police are calling calculated and targeted killings. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Apple, which has topped Wall Street's expectations in the second quarter, says U.S. tariffs are expected to cost the iPhone maker $1.1 billion this quarter. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, some areas of smoke and lows close to 60. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine again from the smoky areas and highs in the mid-70s. Nice Saturday and Sunday. Weekend, sunshine and highs near 80. It's 69 degrees right now.
Just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, when Chris can't stand her, cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't have lied. Shouldn't
but you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do
now. Now you shouldn't
and
lie.
We'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy
and the T-bird
have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, fun, now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, fun, now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN just after 8 o'clock. Welcome into a beautiful Thursday night. And we're seeing still 66 degrees at Radio Park. We're going to be in the 60s tonight, 70s tomorrow, like the forecast just said. Beautiful couple of days in store. Now Simon and Garfunkel, WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh,
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hits. Hi, Chris Morrow into Thursday night. This weekend, we've got championship football. The Racine Raiders playing the Detroit Ravens. Live action starts at 5:45 Saturday.
After my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done my eyes, tell me what is wrong, 'cause I'm blind.
where the days are short and the nights are long.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. And Chris Morrow, no baseball tonight, but they're back on tomorrow. Brewers are in Washington, D.C. Early start time, 5:05 is the pregame, 5:40 is the first pitch. Brewer baseball tomorrow and all season long being brought to you by Studebaker's Fuel and Food, the Lanes on 20 by Easy Mobility Solutions, Main Street Bakery, and Lee's Deli. The Brewers back on tomorrow just after 5 on WRJN.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation costs $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Christine has depended on WRJN for local news. Now we bring you timeless hits too. Mama said, Mama knew so well. Even back then, there'd be days like this. Glad you're along. We are rolling through Thursday night, heading toward the weekend with Sam and Dave. It's Soul Man. Who needs Jake and Elwood when you've got Sam and Dave, right? The original's always a little bit better.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. About that little lady, and the lady is mine. But she's never in the way, always something nice to say. What a blessing! I can leave her on her own, knowing she's okay alone, and there's no messing. She's a she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady, and the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady.
Pop music's original lounge lizard was Tom Jones, right to a T. She's a lady on WRJN. For 98 years, Racine's home for local news, now timeless hits with the Dave Clark Five.
Oh, can't you see?
listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician.
Out my back door, but I saw some interesting things from time to time. CCR this evening and Chris Morrow, Monkees Now.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
You once thought of me as a white knight. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Little south side of Chicago is the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just be
the junkyard dog. Now Leroy, he a gambler, and he like his fancy clothes, and he like to wear his diamond rings on everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental, he got a Eldorado too, he got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun, he got a razor in his shoe.
we go, the obligatory Thursday night slow dance from the Righteous Brothers. And Chris Morrow looking forward to championship football on the air Saturday night here on WRJN as the Racine Raiders travel to Detroit to take on the Ravens. It's the league championship game tomorrow. Make that Saturday at 5:45 for the pregame. 6 o'clock, the kickoff. The Raiders going for their third straight national championship. It was in question, to be honest, with a couple of losses this year. The undefeated streak stopped, but took a bye in the first round of the playoffs, won last week, and here we go. Championship football Saturday night.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
WRJN, local news, timeless hits. I want to get a little romantic now. All I'm looking for is to hold your hand, the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, let me be your man. And please say to me, inside. It's such a feeling that my
and timeless hits on WRJN, where CBS News coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, followed by more timeless hits, including the Beach Boys, Elvis, and Three Dog Night, just after 9 on WRJN. Now it's Mama Cass.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on. Still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with. So I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. And did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. A love there is no cure for. I love you, isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say that I've never felt this way. What I'm up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Worry. I only wanna make you happy, and if you say hey go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
What?
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump signs an executive order that pushes back his threatened new tariffs. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Now, instead of tomorrow, they'll go into effect in 7 days unless a new trade agreement is signed. The order was signed Thursday evening following a series of tariff-related activities as the White House reached agreements with various nations. Trump also announced a 90-day negotiating period with Mexico, keeping the current 25% tariff rates. Trump this week reached tariff agreements with South Korea,